Hey guys, before I take you to today's content, I want you guys to take advantage of our Pro Web Legal Services initiative that we have going on right now in the second quarter of 2024. What is that? Well, it's a website that you get 100% full-blown website with 1 year maintenance, because with SSL certificate, hosting, etc., all for 50% less than the normal cost. This offer used to be $4,500. We're now giving it to you for $2,250, 100%, no strings attached. All you have to do is go to the show notes right now and click on the link where it says Pro Web Legal, and you'll get all the information. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are looking to substantially increase your caseload in the next 6 months, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. As you guys know, we are in the fourth quarter of 2023. And since we're in the fourth quarter, I know that a lot of people are already thinking about 2024. And one of the things that they've been thinking about is refreshing their website. I know this because there's a couple of clients of mine who have come up to me and said, "Hey, let's put in the budget, if you will, next year, a refreshed website." And I started gotten to thinking after like a few of those inquiries, I said, you know what? I want to do a podcast about, website design and what to look for in a website design for a law firm. Because if you're thinking about refreshing your current website or just maybe you're branding, you're branching off to your own firm, I want you to listen to this episode and take action on it. Because if you're going to hire, well, you should hire a digital agency to do it, a professional, obviously. I don't think you should do it yourself, nor do I think you should get your niece that graduated digital marketing yesterday to do it either. I mean, this is not that he or she doesn't know what they're doing, but you never know. I mean, you want a professional looking website. Anyway, I digress. I want to talk to you about these elements. They're going to be five things that you want to look for when someone is designing a website for you. Okay. Anyway, that's today's topic. And this is really any website, but of course I'm talking about attorneys because that's who you are. You're an attorney. You don't really care about any other website, right? You care about yourselves. Okay. But before I get to the content today, I wanted to you guys to remind you that the only way that this podcast gets distributed is if you guys help me out. So I want you guys to do me a solid and please distribute this podcast. I think I said website before, but distribute this podcast to anyone that you think can benefit from the topics that we talk about. So whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, go on there, give it a review. Share it with people that you think will benefit from it, and I would really, really appreciate that. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about is the fourth quarter. And as traditional, In the fourth quarter of every year, I offer a free marketing analysis on your website. And just a, not on your website, but on the whole business that you have is 100% free. It's a $750 value. We do a soup to nuts evaluation, and it all starts from you going to my website and going to the top of the button, top of the website where it says free online report. You click that and just follow the steps. And you will be given, first of all, you'll be given a report in 24 hours. Then after that, we'll reschedule a call where we go over all of your marketing plan. It's a free analysis of your marketing. Again, a $750 value. Yours free between now and December 31st. So take advantage. Anyway, so on to the topic at hand. Let's boogie. So the number one element that you have to do is you gotta know the basic website design element. That's number one. Okay. So when you're talking to them, you know, before hiring them, obviously, even if you plan on hiring me, you know, hold me to it and do these, ask these types of questions. So the basic elements, there's six basic elements, you know, page layout, visual hierarchy, navigation, colors, speed, accessibility. Okay. So I know I went through that really quick, but I want to dive a little deeper on in all of these, design elements. Page layout, you know, the best websites basically have a visually pleasing and well-planned layout, you know? And you know, you look for a team for capable of building a page that is, you know, that's visually appealing and user-friendly basically. So from the header and then the categories, images, graphics, and text, those are the things that are visually appealing. You know, pick a font. Don't pick a weird looking font. I saw a website the other day that and I know what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to grab the attention of the readers. But I think when you try to overdo it, instead of grabbing the attention, it does the opposite and it kind of repels them. Pick a popular font, okay? Pick a popular font and make sure that the font is consistent throughout the website. Another thing I saw, and this all has to do with page layout, by the way. Another thing I saw is where I saw one font on one page, like on the home page, and then everybody's individual page had different fonts. And actually a whole different design, too. So it was kind of weird. It was kind of like put together, I think. But I'm not sure, you know, who did that. But that was a mistake. I'm assuming it was a mistake or an oversight, if you will. But, you know, so what you have to do when it comes to page layout, before I go to the next topic, is make sure that it's whoever you hire, their team is capable of building a page that is visually, appealing. And it has to be user friendly. Okay. As long as you point that out to them, they'll get it. Another basic element, design element, is a visual hierarchy. Okay. A designer is also going to consider that the content gets the most attention. You know, so because the content is what's going to draw the attention of the visitor, right? So you got to understand that bigger details will have like big spacers and bold colors, okay? That way it basically draws in the reader. So visual hierarchy is important. So you're going to have that, you know, you're not going to, when we talked about fonts and the other thing, everything was one, if everything is one size, you're not drawing attention. So this is what I mean by visual hierarchy. Okay. So have that visual hierarchy where you have bigger, This should go without saying, by the way. But anyway, you have bigger fonts for the something that's going to call attention, and then the normal font that's, you know, just regular. But you have to have one that calls the attention to get them to read the rest of the content. But just make sure it's the same font type. Navigation. So you want to make them lead to new and existing content that's on the website. So the navigation has to be something that, again, calls the attention. So visual hierarchy calls attention, page layouts calls attention, and so does navigation. So that's all important. Same thing like colors. Colors, you know, that, you know, pick colors that your brand is, or what you want your brand to be if you're new. Okay. Unless you're going to be rebranding, and which is fine too. But color, again, calls attention. Speed. Speed is important because you want a good designer is not going to pick heavy latent graphics, if you will. So that's something that you want to take into account and ask them, you know, what kind of graphics they use. Do they use heavy graphics? I mean, nowadays, everyone knows this nowadays, so you probably won't have a problem running into this problem. But you never know, so I wanted to put it in there. Accessibility, you know. You want to reach a larger audience, right? The designer's job is to help you reach a larger audience. So, how does it load, or how accessible is it on mobile devices, which is key? On your computer as well, you know, how accessible is it? I've seen some websites, which is weird because I saw it not too long, maybe 2 years ago now, so time's flying by, where it looked great on the mobile device. I didn't see it on a tablet, so I don't really know if all mobile devices, but it looked great on my phone, put it that way. Then when I went to the desktop, I was trying to do something to, you know, just to do a further analysis on the website. It kind of like was kind of discombobulated on the desktop. So I changed a little bit of the resolution and whatever, and it wasn't really fixing it. So accessibility is very important. So as you can tell, that the theme of the first the thing to look at when you're trying to design a website or hiring on the website design company is ease of use. Ease of use. That is the basic design element. Ease of use. Okay, that's what we're looking for. All right, number two. Quality content. Quality content has become so important in today's digital world. That, I mean, I think that it's something that should, you know, I mean, it's unbelievably important because it's what we're now dealing with an educated consumer base. A lot of people back in the day when I first started, a lot of people who was on the internet weren't really sure what, you know, they'll read certain things, they'll kind of glaze through stuff. Now people are educating themselves, then getting on the internet to find a company. So understand that you have to have quality content. Aesthetics is important, which is why I put it number one. And by the way, none of this is in any order. I put aesthetics number one because from a design standpoint, you have to be aesthetically pleasing, which is what we just went over before. But content is really and truly, in my opinion, one of the most important thing because that's what's going to drive you to you. Now, yes, it's going to drive you. So it's like the whole thing, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because, yes, it's going to drive it to you. But if it's not visually appealing, they'll click off. So why do it, right? So anyway, they're both equally as important, which is why they're one and two. But anyway, let's go through the quality content elements that's important. All right. Number one, you know, homepage, you got your practice area pages, your landing pages, your About Us page, your blog page, your email sign-up page. Those are important pages, all right? The home page, by the way, should have a catchy headline that support and a supporting headline, okay? And you should have calls to actions throughout the home page that's going to grab the attention of the site visitor. That should go out without saying. Practice area pages. You got to listen to the agency's suggestions, okay, and how they'll present the firm's expertise. Got to listen to the agency's suggestions. I say that a lot because a lot of times, you know, say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And we know as agencies, as marketing digital professionals, that it's not going to work. So this is why I'm keep saying, you know, listen to the agency's suggestions. I mean, I don't know who you're going to hire, but whoever you're going to hire, listen to their suggestions, especially if they are well-versed with attorneys. If they work with a lot of attorneys, they should know. Okay. You know, so that's the best thing. So the practice areas, how that lays out and all of that, it's you just want to go through how, you know, of course they have to do what you want as the client, but listen to their suggestions at least from a design perspective, because they're going to be getting it from a design and a functional perspective. You're getting it from a, you know, this is my desired look. And they'll tell you if it's going to work. Landing pages. So these are the pages where potential clients are going to be going after, you know, after clicking an ad, you know. And I always advocate you should have some landing pages within your main page and send it separately to any kind of paid ad media. Okay, that's the thing that I suggest. But you know, have some compelling content that converts. Okay. If the agency that you hire has copywriters, you know, use them. If not, try to get a copywriter, especially for the landing pages, because that's the pages that you're sending to, you know, via paid media. You want to make sure that you're on point with that. Email signup page. I always advocate for email signup page. You know, that's going to sign up people for your newsletter. Newsletters are important. And I think I had a whole episode on newsletters. Actually, it was an episode on content marketing, and newsletter was a section within that episode. It's very important. A lot of attorneys I'm noticing are not really pushing email newsletters. And I really feel that they should get back into it, because it's very, very, very important, especially, as I said, we're dealing with a very highly educated customer base here. And if they're getting the education from you, the closer they are to you, the further they are from your competitors. All right. So the next thing is About Us page. Okay. A competent web design agency should go beyond the basics of providing you the contact details, okay, and address. It should go above that, okay? They should actually make sure that you know stand out from the competition. You know, they should at least pull some stories out from you that you can share, and then have that on the About Us page. The About Us page is the page, in my opinion, and this is just, I've been doing this a while, where it humanizes you as a firm and connects you with your potential client. It's all the About Us page. Now, the About Us page, always remember this, shouldn't be just about you and the firm. It should be, yes, you should have that in there, but it should be more about how.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey guys, I hope you guys are enjoying today's content. While I have you on here, I want to introduce you to a promo that we have going on for the spring of 2024 for all legal practices throughout the U.S. I have an outstanding offer that we've never been able to offer before, but we want to do it because you have been an avid listener. We're only promoting this to people who listen to the show. So if you're an attorney and you are an avid listener to the show and you're thinking about possibly opening your own practice, you want to pay attention to this announcement. We are offering a full website with hosting, SSL certificate, online booking service, online appointment management, and more, and much more, with a 1-year maintenance, all for $2,250. That's $2,250 one-time fee, and you have a full-fledged website. If you want to know more about this, just give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Just make sure that you heard you mentioned that you heard it on the show, and we'll definitely get you that discount. So with that, I'm going to bring you back to the content. They convince themselves that you're the right firm for them. It's a trick around there. It's a copywriting trick. That's why I said, you know, hire a professional copywriter if you don't have one, or if the agency that you want to hire doesn't have one, look for one, because they're going to help you go through your About Us page, your home page. Those are very important pages, and your landing page. Very, very important page. I mean, they're all important because the practice area page is just as important, you know, but I don't want to go do that over and over again. But anyway, moving right along. The blog page is also very important. You should have some content on there. You should have, you know, laws change all the time. Have some stories in there about the firm. Maybe you want to put a blog content out about you hiring a new receptionist. You hired a new paralegal. You hired a new associate. You hired a new partner. Or someone just was made partner. Those are things that people want to know about, as well as changes in laws, you know, recent wins. You know, maybe you have a rant on something. If you don't want to do a blog, you could do a vlog, a video blog. That's very effective as well. Okay, number three, let's make sure that the web design agency that you hire, and again, even if you want to hire me, vet me through this, does a competitor research, audience and competitor research, I should say. This is very, very, very important, because you do not want to sound like someone else. For instance, let's just say that you're a personal injury attorney. And I mean, there's a ton of personal injury attorneys, but you know, you don't want to. I've been on a couple of places where I hear attorneys talk, and they sound the same. So this is why I'm bringing this up. You want to be careful of this. So you want to make sure that when you do the competitor analysis, you come up with something where your website really, really stands out, and then they see a difference right away. Because if you have the same bland, scale, every law page seems the same. Not everyone. I've seen some really, really cool ones, but a lot of them seem the same. So the design company that you hire, make sure that they do that as part of their design practice, if you will. Okay. Number four, a good website design company is capable actually of doing custom websites. And the reason I bring that up is, again, you don't want a templated site. Even if you're just starting out, you don't want a templated site. And if you can't afford a full-blown website, have them create a landing page for you. Just one page that talks about your services. That's fine. But the thing you do not want is a templated site. Template sites, I am not a huge advocate of them. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, they work fine and whatever. Yeah, they work fine up until an extent. Then all of a sudden, they start, they start changing things. And then if you switch up with a plugin, it conflicts with this plugin. And the amount of things that can go wrong with a templated site is just too much to mention. So just take my word for it and don't go with a templated site. Go with a custom site. And a good law firm design, website design company is going to know that, especially for attorneys. You want a custom site. You don't want a template site. All right, I'm off that. I know that's a huge rant for me, but it's a pet peeve. It's a pet peeve, especially when I see it over and over again from different agencies who do that. And I think it's wrong because they know it's wrong. Trust me, they know. They're just trying to get your business. Anywho, another thing about a design company, if you're considering hiring one for next year, is that they understand SEO. The reason I'm bringing this up too, some time ago, I got a client that, oh man, it had a great website. It was really, really, really cool. No SEO consideration whatsoever. So they spent all this money on this design, perfectly designed website, which is cool. But it wasn't, because it had all the good elements about how a website should be designed, so which is good. But the thing I didn't like about it is that it had no SEO consideration on it whatsoever. So it's kind of like a waste, if you know what I'm saying. It's kind of a waste. So, make sure that the agency that you do hire does do that. So this is one of the questions that you should ask them, okay? And what I mean by SEO considerations, I'm going to go through it. Does it have the URL structure, the right URL structure that SEO is looking for? Ask those questions. Does it have, a place for meta tags and meta descriptions, Does it have heading tags, pronounced? Does it have image optimization? That's very important because you want a fast loading site. If you don't have the right image on the site and it's too heavy, you're going to create latency, and that's bad for SEO. Does it have internal linking? Does your homepage, link to your about page? Does your about page link to your practice page, et cetera, et cetera? And does it have a structured data markup? Now, that's a little bit more technical, but ask that question. I don't want to get into it here. I'm going to confuse you if I start explaining what that is. But write that down. If you're not driving or whatever, if you want to listen to it again, write this down. Does it have a structured data markup? A good design company will know exactly what that is. So anyway, there you have it. Those are the five things that I would consider that you need to know before you hire a design company. Ask these questions. And to make sure that you get a satisfying answer. And give the, before you hire them, make sure that they give you all this information as well. Just don't listen to them and say, oh, okay, cool, sounds good, and walk away. No, give them the information. Oh, this is how we plan on doing it. Now, if you do not have someone in mind and you are planning on creating a new website for 2024, give us a call, 888-416-7752. Just mention that you heard it on this podcast. And what we'll do is we'll give you a 15% discount on whatever the website is. So, but you have to mention, that you heard it on the podcast. It's the only way you get the discount if you're looking for a new website in 2024. And that goes throughout the whole year of 2024. There you go. That's my gift to you for 2024. So between the time you hear this and December 31st, 2024, if you say, hey, I heard your episode on website design and how to hire a good company for a law firm to create a website design. That's where I heard it from. We will we'll give you a 15% discount of whatever the price is of your website. There you go. That's my gift to you. So anyway, that's all I have for you today, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot out of it. As I said in the beginning of this episode, if you did get a lot out of it, please share it with other people that you think will benefit from it as well. And I would consider that a huge favor. So with that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the Local Business Guy. Take care and bye for now. See you next week. Peace out!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you would like to know more about the topic we discussed in the show today, reach out to Frank and his team at 888-416-7752 and schedule a discovery call with one of the marketing consultants. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, send an email to podcast@lbmsllc.com and we will put you on the schedule. With that being said, until next week, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.